Hello, and thank you for joining us as we pray each day for one of the 31 largest frontier people groups. This is day one, the Uyghur in China. The estimated population of the Uyghurs in China is nearly 12 million. Their primary religion is Islam, and their main language is Uyghur. There are virtually no followers of Jesus among them, with no known movement to Jesus. They have access to the complete Bible in written form, with oral scripture limited to the New Testament. If one worker was sent per 50,000 in population, the number of pioneer cross-cultural workers needed would be 238. The Uyghurs are Turkic peoples who have occupied Central Asia for at least 1,000 years. In 1921, various Turkic leaders met and chose the name Uyghur for their identity, meaning unity or alliance. They invented an ingenious irrigation system, piping mountain water into oases, enabling them to grow a variety of crops in dry lands. The Uyghurs are Sunni Muslims with some folk practices, though in China's cities, young Uyghurs tend not to be religious. Most Uyghurs live in western China's Xinjiang province, a police state of the Chinese Communist Party. Over 1 million Uyghurs have been forced into re-education camps. Uyghur leaders say that the Chinese Communist Party is taking the DNA of their people and forcing detainees to renounce their Uyghur identity, speak only Mandarin, and pledge allegiance to the Communist Party. Significant evidence suggests that some incarcerated Uyghurs are being killed for use in the lucrative Chinese organ transplant industry. Uyghur families are being slowly destroyed. Uyghur children in orphanages are given new identities, and women are forced to marry Chinese men against their will because of the limited female population among the Han Chinese that resulted from the one-child rule. Here are a few prayers for the Uyghur families in China. Use the space between the prayers to pause the audio and prayerfully extend the request as the Holy Spirit leads you. Lord, send Han Chinese believers to show the compassion of Christ towards the Uyghurs and to love and to protect their families during this time of crisis. Humble the Chinese authorities, as true authority only comes from you, the Lord of Heaven. Please deliver the Uyghurs and other peoples of China from unjust oppression. Lord, strengthen any Uyghurs as they suffer. May your Holy Spirit fill the internment camps, bringing the believers your peace and presence. Give them access to your word and the power to love and lead others to you. Lord, open the hearts of Uyghur families and religious leaders to Jesus, so he can bring God's forgiveness and blessing to their communities. Reveal to them that Jesus suffered even death so they could have eternal life, and help them spread this life to others. Here is a blessing for the Uyghur families of China from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 56 through 58. You heard my plea. Do not close your ears to my cry for relief. You came near when I called you, and you said, "Do not fear." O Lord, you took up my case. You redeemed my life. It's great to have you join us in prayer today for the Uyghur in China. As we close, please continue adding your prayers as the Lord leads. Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow.